What is a crystal? It seems like a simple enough question, but how many can respond with the precise definition? Wikipedia, and I quote, "A crystal, or crystalline solid, is a solid material whose constituent atoms, molecules, or ions are arranged in an ordered pattern extending in all three spatial dimensions." So, I would say, to answer my question, right? No, that couldn't be farther from the truth. What is still left is what a crystal is, what it stands for, what it contains, its significance in the grand scheme of all things. Now, if you were to watch a science fiction television show almost any time between the present day and the invention of the television, or read a book on a similar subject in a supposed time frame, no doubt you would come to the conclusion that a crystal can contain information, power, knowledge, even. That is built from the imaginations of the few who have beheld the true nature and the oddity that is the crystal. As such, it cannot be a standalone fact that crystals are mystical receptacles unless supported by clear and concrete facts. But what of those facts? And what of the emotional or metaphysical connections between the mind and society and the value of such things? People see crystals and think, far beyond the scope of their own philosophy, "Oh, how beautiful it must be, it has some significance to me." True, it must, but only if you assign it significance. Thus, of course, the crystals are indeed enchanted somehow. No doubt you've heard the tales of magic and sorcery that can conjure up images and spectacles from the days of old. I'm not here to debate, nor discuss the topic of the unknown. Unknowns of magic. Rather, I wish to delve into the time stream itself and fabricate a conclusion this way. There's much to be said of how a crystal comes into being, its structure, how it rivals that of a biological carbon-based life form that we call ourselves. Close your eyes and imagine it. Billions of years ago in the past, this rock we call Earth was a magma and fluid-filled soup of chemicals combined in a vat of constant heat and pressure that lasts even to this very day if you go deep enough. This was a time of violence and chaos that lasted longer than life ever could have as we know. Surrounded by the still, quite alive representation of chaos on a much smaller scale than and yet, somehow, we reach the present day, where we have evolved to create technology advanced enough to reach out to the unknown heavens themselves, surrounded by the still quite active representation of chaos on a much smaller scale. Then you look into the crystal. The crystal that has grown for hundreds of generations, in the darkness of caves sealed away from the existence of this disorder. And over time, such a long, long time, they have been built in the most unique and perplexing ways to the eyes. Perhaps we are meant to find peace in the visual spectacle that is the crystal. But the fact remains that it calls out to us on a subconscious level, telling its stories through the imperfections that made it so unique to touch, to the mind even. It is an icon of unchanging stability, of longevity. So, in a way, it does contain which can be extracted at the expense of the crystal itself, to show all of its history and the history of its surroundings. Perhaps it contains knowledge through understanding of its structure, complex chemical makeup and arrangement.